This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. A plane with 62 people on board has crashed into a residential area of a city in Brazil's Sao Paulo state, but it's not immediately clear how many people were injured or killed. Brazilian airline Vopas confirmed the accident in a statement saying that the plane headed for Sao Paulo's international airport crashed with 58 passengers and four crew members aboard. The statement didn't say what caused the accident. Firefighters confirmed that the plane fell in the city of Venado, but did not offer more details. Brazilian television network Globo News showed footage of a large area on fire and smoke coming out of an apparent plane fuselage in a residential area full of houses. Russia has declared an emergency in its Kursk region after a surprise Ukrainian attack. AP correspondent Nyan Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostyantynivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Nayan Kim.
Israeli troops have launched a new assault into the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, triggering another exodus of Palestinians. The military says they're targeting Hamas fighters who they claim still operate there despite repeated offensives, and believe Hamas's newly appointed top leader, Yahya Sinwar, could be hiding there. American, Qatari, and Egyptian mediators have renewed their push for Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal. Israel said it would attend August 15th talks called by the mediators. For additional stories, visit VOA News.